I'm Paul Foster for WNCW. Welcome into the latest edition of More to the Story. More to the Story is where WNCW each week talks with a regional newspaper, reporter, a journalist. And this week we get to talk to a guy that knows so much about music because he writes about it. He gets an opportunity to go to events. And he is the senior music editor of Smoky Mountain Living magazine, the arts and entertainment writer for Smoky Mountain News. And he's also contributed stories to Rolling Stone. It's Garrett Woodward, and we welcome you back.
Hey, Paul. Always good to be here. How are you doing?
As you come into our studio, we are getting ready to wrap up what's been a week celebrating our 30th anniversary. Just wanted to get your thoughts. 30 years of this station.
Well, to me, WNCW is the melodic heartbeat of not only Western North Carolina, but East Tennessee, parts of upstate South Carolina, and parts of southwestern Virginia. It's important to have independent radio, not only because of the sense of community that it brings, but also the fact that it shares all this great local music and local art and really brings together all the different regions of this area and all the beautiful culture that does reside in these hills.
Garrett, when it comes to some of your experiences and journeys, tell us a little bit about where your summer wrapped up music-wise, some of the people you talked to, and then take us on into the early fall.
The last time I was in here was to preview Merlefest, which was in April. And since then, as I was driving down the studio today, I've calculated that I've covered 26 music festivals in the last 30 weeks. It wasn't planned that way, but that's just the way it kind of, you know, the cards fell. The big highlights, obviously Merlefest with Brandi Carlile and the Avett Brothers and Tyler Childers. Those were huge highlights for anyone who was in attendance. Beyond that, Bonnaroo again with Brandi Carlile and Casey Musgraves, and Floyd Fest, which in my opinion is the premier festival in the Southeast after Merlefest. And I had a really great time running around there in southwestern Virginia. I also ended up out in Los Angeles covering a festival in South Carolina, Florida, New York. Was up there, the Adirondack Independent Music Festival, which was a fantastic time hanging out with G Love and Special Sauce, which he's a really well-known, you know, blues and jam artist. The road's been crazy. I feel like I've been on this inertia kick for the last 6 months, living out of my truck and bouncing around between festivals, but it's been fantastic. This is why I love this industry, and this is why I continue to work in it.
If I'm not mistaken, when you talked about going to one festival in New York, aren't you originally from New York State?
Yeah, I grew up in the Adirondacks in the North Country, as they say, and I was up there visiting some friends for a wedding and decided to go check out another festival. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, that is an amazing track record. That's one thing for us to listen to it, which is our thing here. But when we have a chance to actually hear from the artist, if it's in written word or if it's in an interview, which we try to do quite often, that's something extra special. We've still got some good events coming up here in the region, don't we?
Well, I thought I was going to slow down, but there's so much great music, especially in the fall and winter in this area. A lot of times these tours, all the musicians, they leave the festival circuit and then head into the venues. Nashville being one of the hubs of the Southeast these days, there's so much coming up. But what's on my schedule, first and foremost, is the Balsam Range Art of Music Festival. This is the fourth installment of a fantastic gathering at the Lake Junaluska Conference Center just outside of Waynesville, North Carolina. And it'll be on December 6th and 7th. They have the Tim O'Brien Band, Daryl Scott, John Driscoll Hopkins of the Zac Brown Band with Balsam Range and the Atlanta Pop Orchestra. And Sister Sadie will also be there in attendance too. Beyond all that, you also have the 31st annual Warren Haynes Christmas Jam. Last year was such a monumental achievement for them to not only celebrate 30 years, but also have it running along, I think it was 2 days. I can't remember. It's been so long. It's been a year already. 2 days of just incredible music, and the whole city just embraced it as it always does. But I think it was a little more of a cozy, intimate feeling last year because we also had the snowstorm. So everyone kind of got stuck in Asheville and bouncing around through there with that secret pop-up show at the Orange Peel on Sunday, which was pretty legendary with Dave Grohl and Warren Haynes and everybody else. The other things we have on the calendar, we have a Halloween show at the Asheville Music Hall with the Travers Brothership. That is a band out of Black Mountain. It's a rock and roll blues jam band. They are making huge ground, especially this summer. They were one of the really special acts that I caught at Floyd Fest in Virginia. They played 5 sets in 4 days, and they just bowled everybody over. It was pretty special, and it made me really proud of the music in Western North Carolina, seeing how not only big that band's gotten, but also the potential as things move forward with them.
You're listening to More to the Story on WNCW, our weekly visit with a reporter journalist in our region from a well-known newspaper publication. And this week it's Garrett Woodward, who represents Smoky Mountain News. Garrett, I wanted you to speak for a moment about a talented entertainer that we recently lost. I know that it wasn't that long ago that you had a chance to actually interview one Raymond Fairchild.
Well, to those who might not be familiar with Raymond Fairchild, he's considered one of the greatest banjo pickers that ever lived in Southern Appalachia and across the planet. There's three styles of bluegrass banjo, I guess, that you could say. You have the Earl Scruggs style, the Don Reno style, and then, as they say, the Fairchild style. He ran the Maggie Valley Opry House up in Haywood County, North Carolina, for the last 33 years with his wife, Shirley. He passed away unexpectedly at age 80. And this is a person that played the Grand Ole Opry dozens of times, sold millions of records. He's most famous for his instrumental, Wool Mule. And beyond all that, was just a legend in the genre, one of the old school you don't see too much of anymore. There's not many of them left, and he was one of those pillars of not only bluegrass, but mountain music and also old-time music. So he'll be greatly missed, and he was a fantastic person, a friend of mine. And I got to interview him several times over the years, and it just meant a lot every time I'd cross paths with him.
Absolutely, and we feel the same way of what he meant to our region, Maggie Valley, and certainly knowing that he took that stage at the Grand Ole Opry many times.
And I'd also love to give a quick little shout-out to Organic Records in Arden, which is under the Mountain Home Music Company. They got a couple new releases coming out with John Stickley Trio is releasing some new singles and has an album coming out early next year. And then beyond all that, they just signed Jeremy Garrett of the infamous String Dusters, which is a pretty big deal. And so between he and Stickley and Zoe and Cloyd, you have three great albums coming out on that label.
Those are all artists that you'll continue hearing on WNCW, and we look forward to those new projects coming from Organic Records. For those that would like to stay on top of the things you're writing about, the people you're interviewing, remind everyone how they can get Smoky Mountain News and certainly follow you online.
Well, if you go online to smokymountainnews.com, you can find all of the articles and the listings and the features, cover stories that we do for free. And you can pick it up all around Western North Carolina in one of the blue bins. They're pretty distinguished. You can see them all over the place. Beyond all that, you can find me at Instagram at Garrett K. Woodward.
It's always a pleasure, Garrett Woodward. Thank you for your time today.
It's great to be here, Paul.
That's More to the Story on WNCW, also available as a podcast. Visit WNCW.org.